Welcome to the Manifest Telecast, a brand new program with you that's a very significant word. Have you ever heard anybody say, especially growing up, well, trouble always comes in threes? Where did they get that idea from? Believe it or not, there's a scripture in the Bible that deals with something very similar to that statement. And I'm going to show you something. I started studying this and I found out in scripture that when an individual would be under a real attack, now not just your normal common attack, little seasonal things you have to go through, little testings and temptations that are common to man, but when you really come under an attack, it usually comes in threes at the same time. Why is that? That's what we're going to talk about. And I think this isn't this. Listen, don't say, well, I don't know if I, you need to hear these. Sometimes, you know, the title doesn't appeal to people and they'll cut it off. Don't do that. Because if you're dealing with trouble of any kind, you need to hear this. So stay tuned. Okay, Ecclesiastes chapter 4, 9 through 12. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falls, for he has not another to help him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? If one prevails against him, two shall withstand him. Now here, this is important. And a threefold cord is not easily broken. A threefold cord is not easily broken. Now, I want to share something with you that I found out years ago that I thought was very interesting. And that is how the human brain operates in threes. You can give somebody 10 different business cards and just lay them out, and the average person will pick out just three. You can give someone 10 types of food, and these are tests that have been done, and out of the 10 types of food, they won't take two, they won't take four, they'll end up taking three. You ever go to a restaurant, it's a meat and two vegetables. Three, okay? Here's the reason why. It's the same thing with types of clothes. Lay out all kinds of clothes, they'll try on an average of three. Because the brain has a tendency of always picking three. Now, the reason I say that is they say that the brain is able to grasp groups of things or numbers in three. It can grasp three colors, three different fonts, three different elements. But when you add a fourth to it, it begins to get confusing. You think about this as a child. How do you teach your child the alphabet? A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Teach them in a song. You know, you have the ABC song. How do you teach them? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. If you ever notice when you know, say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, you go by three, you pause, you go by three, and they learn in threes. Three blind mice, whatever that is, growing up as a kid, see how they run. Three stooges, my three sons, three musketeers, 3, 3, 3. Everything's in three. And when you go to the Bible, what is interesting is, you see these verses, Matthew 18:20, and it says this, if any two or three of you shall agree to touch anything in my name, it shall be done of them of my Father which is in heaven. Ecclesiastes 4:12, a threefold cord is not easily broken. Matthew 18:16, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word will be established. Now, what's interesting, this idea of three gets more interesting when you look at the Bible and see how God connects everything in threes. Okay? You have the Godhead, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, 1 John 5:7. You have angels. You have Michael, Gabriel, and Lucifer. They're the only three mentioned in Jude 9, Luke 1, 19, Isaiah 14, 12. You have angels, which are cherubim, seraphim, and ministering spirits. Genesis 3:24, Isaiah 6:2, Psalms 104:4. You have the third heaven. 2 Corinthians 12, the clouds, the stars, and what's beyond the stars. That's found in Isaiah 14:13-14. The human body, 1 Thessalonians 5:23, is a body, soul, and spirit. Three parts to you. The egg has three parts. It has the shell, it has the white, and it has the yolk. You have faith, hope, and love. 1 Corinthians 13:13. You have the cosmos, the sun, the moon, and the stars. You have the tabernacle, outer court, inner court, holy of holies. You have the temple, outer court, inner court, holy of holies. out of seven festivals of Israel, what are the three Israel had to participate in? They were Passover, Pentecost, and Tabernacles. Not four, not five, but three. 3 days equals 72 hours. And all through the Bible, there is 3 days, 3 days, 3 days. Jesus is in the heart of the earth, 3 days and nights. That's the same time Jonah was in the belly of the fish. I mean, there's a 72-hour principle found, and I've preached on that, the 72-hour divine reversal. So here's what I want to tell you. Now, this is where you got to really listen to this. When you begin to look at this, and the reason I'm teaching this is where we're going now, bondages and battles will come in threes. Let me repeat that again. Bondages and battles will come in groups of three. Look at Lot's three battles. Lot's three battles. Number one, he had to deal with the Sodomites attempting to beat his door down. Number two, he had to deal with the loss of his wife coming out of Sodom and Gomorrah that was vaporized, or not vaporized, but turned into salt. And that literally happened. We can prove it. Number three, he had to deal with his daughters getting him drunk, and they got pregnant because they thought all the men in the world had been destroyed. All right, so that's three. So Lot dealt with three levels of trouble. Look at Moses. When you read the story of Moses, Moses deals with having to flee in the wilderness for killing an Egyptian. So he spends 40 years as a fugitive. He has to stand before Pharaoh with 10 plagues, and Pharaoh is just harassing him the whole time. And Moses is starting to get frustrated with the whole process. And then he has to deal with the complaining Hebrew people in the wilderness during their 40 years of wandering. So he deals in the level of three. All right. Now, so he dealt with the wilderness. He dealt with Pharaoh. He dealt with the complaints of the people. Look at the story of Job. Man, this is a classic. Job feared God, was an upright man, and shunned evil. God brags on him with three things. Satan then begins to attack him. Does he not fear you for naught? You have blessed the works of his hands, and you have put a hedge around him. He attacks him back with three. Then when the attack comes, Job loses all of his children. Job loses all of his livestock. Job loses his health. Three attacks at one time. Three. Why did Satan hit him with three attacks at one time? I'm going to get to that. That's why it's important you stay with me as I continue to teach this. Now, we know this as well in the story of Job, and I think I need to add this here, that when he went through everything he went through, guess what happened? Three friends show up, and three friends begin to say to him things that are not even true. Look at the life of David. Watch what he did here now. He has one level of conflict, a second level of conflict, and then a third level of conflict. And each level of the conflict gets higher. He fights bears and lions. That's one level. He ends up fighting giants. That's another. A giant's a lot more dangerous than a bear and a lion because the giant's got weapons on him that can kill you. All right. Then you have him fighting entire Philistine armies. So he starts out with the bear and a lion animals. He starts out with the giant. Then he goes into the area of Philistine. The battle of the bear and the lion was a private battle. The battle with Goliath was a public battle, but the battle with the Philistines was both a public and a private battle. So there's battles that are private, and there are battles that are made public as well. So the interesting thing, and I've said this for years, and I think you'll agree with me, you have a bear, very dangerous, a lion, extremely dangerous, a giant, very dangerous, Philistine armies, very dangerous, but one really good looking, and she had to be, even the Bible says she was beautiful to look upon, one very good looking naked female did more damage to David than a bear and a lion and a giant and the Philistines. Just think about that for just a moment. So, you know, there's other battles that David had as well. Now, when Christ is being tempted, this is important you hear this. We're told in the New Testament that there are three levels of testing that come to every human being. There is number one, the lust of the flesh. Number two, the lust of the eyes. And number three, the pride of life. They come through the world, the flesh, and the devil. See, you've got three arrows that come, and you have three different levels of which they attack. There's that three again. Why does the three keep showing up? I'm going to tell you. You've got to keep watching. So in Jesus' temptation, he was told, number one, he said, or Satan said to him, turn the stones to bread. That's the lust of the flesh. He was hungry. Then it says, throw yourself from the pinnacle of the temple. That's the lust of the eyes. Bow down and worship me. That's the pride of life. I'll make you a king. That's pride, to be a king. Oh, I can be a king. So you had lust of the flesh. You had lust of the eyes, pride of life. The three areas where the New Testament writer, the Apostle John, tells us that we have to deal with, take control of, and discipline. And then we have the three tests. The stones to bread, the jumping from the pinnacle of the temple, which was the highest wall, hundreds of feet high, and bow down and worship, okay? Then remember this. This is also very interesting. This fascinated me. In fact, I could really do I could probably do a teaching on this, that Jesus had, David had 600 mighty men, then he had 33 mighty men that were greater than the 600, and then it said he had three mighty men that were mightier than them all. Three! Only three! Jesus has 12 apostles, but he keeps taking Peter, James, and John, only three, with him. Because he says, if two or three of you shall agree, it shall be done. So Jesus is following that principle of having three men with him in his inner circle who will be in agreement with him when things are happening. He lets them go to the Mount of Transfiguration. Then he lets them go into the Garden of Gethsemane. I said this, that the Mount of Transfiguration is where they saw the glory of God that overcame Christ. And Gethsemane is, this is an old word, is like the gore. It's just like, it's the blood, sweat, and tears of Jesus. So, you know, it's interesting because a lot of people, I'm going to say this, when everything is glorious, I'm going to use this for an illustration. I don't want this to be offensive to anybody or anybody to take it personal. But, you know, when we built the Omega Center International, it was the biggest thing in town, the building was, in where our town is, this beautiful town of Cleveland, Tennessee. But we began to find that people were attending because they could volunteer for a conference. If you volunteer, you get seating. You know, we don't charge anything for any of our conferences, but you get special reserved seating, special recognition, you know, all these different things. And so you find out that when everything is going great, it grows and everybody wants to be involved and everybody wants to show up. But if you ever have a cog in the wheel that forms different opinions, you find out real soon who your real friends are. And you, all of you can say, there's not a person watching me that hasn't been through something where you can say to yourself, yeah, I found out who my real true friends were. They love me enough to stay with me. And the others said they love, but it wasn't real love. It was mouth love instead of heart love. And so I know you've all been through that. I'm preaching to the choir right here, okay? But Jesus had three because three is the highest level of agreement. Two or three gathered together in the name of the Lord, he will be there in the midst of them. Now, here we go. You ready? Why is it that everything that Satan tries to do with a major attack will come in groups of three? The Bible answers it. Listen to this carefully. A threefold cord is not easily broken. David, when he needed help, three of his mighty men went in and intervened on his behalf that probably at different times saved the actual life of David. Peter, James, and John. Now think about this. You don't read a lot about all the other disciples, but you read about Peter in the book of Acts, you read about James, and you read about John all the way through the book of Revelation. So Jesus mentored three, and one became the leader of the Gentile branch of the church, and that was Peter, and the other, James, became the bishop of Jerusalem, and of course John became that beloved apostle that ended up seeing the book of Revelation. The one Jesus loved, had a special affection and love for. All right? Now, watch carefully what happens. You have three chief angels in the Bible. You have Michael, who's the warring angel, Revelation 12. The second angel of God is Gabriel. He's the working angel. He brings revelation and does the work of God on earth. You have Lucifer, who, according to Ezekiel chapter 28, was the worship leader. He was the worshiper. He's called the anointed cherub that covered. Had a breastplate with nine beautiful stones on it. He's a worshiper. So you have a warrior, you have a worker, you have a worshiper. Now there's three angels. Now a threefold cord is not easily broken. So God selects three that are mentioned in the Bible. Now, there's many more angels, but these are the three chief ones mentioned in the Bible. Only three mentioned in Scripture. Watch what happens. One of those three, who later became Satan or Lucifer, that name means morning star, rebels against God. He thinks he can exalt himself above the throne of God and sit on God's throne in the mount of the congregation in heaven where God is worshiped. And he is cast down to the second heaven and now has access to the second heaven and the earth, Ephesians 2 and 2. When he fell, Revelation 12 indicates that a third of the stars, and this is a metaphor for angels, were pulled out of heaven with him. That means that Michael and his angels, Revelation 12, that's what it terms there, Michael and his angels, fight against Satan and his angels. Satan has angels. He took a third with him. So Michael is a warrior. Gabriel is a worker. So the working angels are ministering spirits. Where was the gap left? The gap was left with the worshipers. Lucifer was a worshiping angel. He took a third of the host. That may have been worshiping angels. Now, there's still angels worshiping in heaven. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, the Bible says. They cried day and night. But he broke the unity of heaven. Lucifer broke the unity of heaven, took a third of the angels with him, and left a void. Now, who fills the void? If Michael is the warring angel with his angels, Revelation 12, if Gabriel, and apparently he has a group of ministering spirits that work with him, and you can identify that through Scripture vaguely, but you can. Then who took the place of the third of the fallen worshiping angels? You and I. You and I. Why do you think the adversary wants churches to be dead and dry and nobody saying anything? Because you are taking his place. You are his replacement on earth. God created man in his image and his likeness to worship him and to love him, and that God would love man back. It's about the love of God. So I want to say that to you because there is a way that the enemy gets into a person's life. And if you look at Genesis chapter 3, 8 through 10, I was going to bring this up, but I'm going to run out of time. But Adam had a fellowship with God at the cool of the day where God would come down and he would hear God's voice. But when he sinned at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, something happened. And he hid himself away from God. He was afraid of hearing the voice of God or God knowing what had happened. So that there was a great fear that came upon him. So he runs away from God. He hides from the presence of God. And he's afraid of being exposed. Okay? They end up sowing fig leaves to cover their nakedness because they were ashamed. So let me just say this, that the reason for a threefold attack is because a threefold attack is not easily broken. And I'm not talking about just, you know, you had a flat tire on your car and, you know, your child got up with a fever. That's just things that happen in life. But I'm talking about these things that happen to you, you know, where you find out that, you know, someone in the family is about to go through a divorce, that one of the kids is on drugs, that somebody's had an accident, either been killed or been injured. You know, the lightning struck the house and burnt half the house down. These are serious things. They're hindrances. They're distractions. They're things that can grieve a person's heart. And so when you go through, if you've ever noticed, you know you're in, let me say it this way. There are common trials that you go through that is not the devil at all. It's just things that happen. You're dealing with belligerent people. You're dealing with people that are misinformed. You're dealing with people that are hateful, that have a bad attitude, and you got to deal with them. That's not necessarily satanic. That's just people who are carnal. You have seasonal things that you go through. Sometimes you have to get a 6-month checkup, 3-month checkup to see if something has returned to your body. Put stress on you. It does. Whether you want to say it or not, we have faith, but it still puts a mental stress on you. Okay, I hope everything's okay. I hope everything's okay. Believe in everything's okay. But then there's those tests that come where they look at you and say, guess what? You know, you've got this disease and you have 3 months to live. You've got this disease. It's in stage 4. Guess what? Police officer comes and says, we need you to come to identify a body at the morgue. That's the kind of terrible things that happen. You know, when people raise up in your own house and attack you, that's the kind of things that happen that are more serious levels. But if you'll notice, just look at it, it will go in cycles of 3. It will hit with 3 people. It will hit with three different allegations or assaults or even lies, it can be, misinformation. It will hit at three different time frames. And when it's that, listen to me, it's not natural. It's supernatural. And we can look at people and we can say, well, we're just fighting people. And what really perturbs me, Jesus told that verse in the Bible, there will come a day when those who kill you think they're doing God's favor. And sometimes people are killing people's reputation, thinking they're doing God's service. Let me tell you something. You're not the jury, and you're not the judge, and you're not the executioner. No, you're human. God Almighty is the only judge of this universe that counts. Now, there may be legal issues you have to go through. You honor the law, you honor the judge, you honor the whatever the decision is. I understand that. But you want to come to who the real judge is to judge people, it's not you, it's not me, it's God. And the best thing for you to do, lest you come under the same judgment for judging other people, that's what the Bible said God will do to you, is shut up and pray and understand that these threefold cords are not easily broken, but you need to call on the name. You, first of all, you need to understand what you're dealing with. Secondly, you need to, faith, hope, and love will help undergird you when you're under a threefold cord attack, and pray in the Holy Spirit excessively, like my daddy said. And there are times you said, God, give me supernatural strength. And just like angels came to Daniel to strengthen him, God will do that for you. Man, I tell you what, I am running out of time. I don't know if I'm talking slower or what I'm doing. I'm running out of time on my messages. Keep watching. I have a brand new book, The Return of the Dark Angel, the most interesting book, I promise you, out of 100 books I have written.
In the Dark Kingdom, there are crafty familiar spirits linking back to your ancestors that continue to design seasonal attacks, targeting your family on specific timed moments. However, armed with this stunning insight, you can track their timing to cut off their intended plots. In Perry Stone's gripping new book, Return of the Dark Angel, he uncovers how your family may be encountering supernatural warfare involving an unclean or familiar spirit, character weaknesses, dangerous bondages, secret sin cycles, and death cycles that you can now unmask and expel from your present and future lineage. Perry will explain how he was informed that a dark angel was assigned against him every 12 years. Through months of investigation, Perry discovered these 12-year attack cycles, including a strange pattern in his Italian family. For over 120 years, family deaths occurred in a strange 12-year pattern. Through family documentation, Perry discovered the trail of an ancient spirit linked with his early ancestors' involvement in the Italian Black Hands Mafia, including making and selling moonshine during Prohibition in Central West Virginia, which caused early deaths. In Perry's book, he reveals topics such as My Besetting Sin and Personal Troubles, The 12-Year Cycles of the Dark Angel Explained, The Strange 12-Year Death Angel Visitation, A Family Sin That Cost the Lives of Two Children, Breaking a Generational Pornography Spirit, Why the Enemy Targets Your Firstborn Child More Than Others, The Need to Take a Ride in the Hills to Avoid a Hearse, How and Why Satan Commissions Hindering Spirits to Obstruct God's Will in Your Life, How to Chart Out Your Personal and Family Attacks to Prevent Them, How Your Weakness Can Become Your Strength, Healing Deep Soul Wounds. Discover the undetected and most effective weapon Satan is using right now. Preparing for a sudden counterattack. Using three weapons most Christians never use in a serious conflict. Seven life lessons you must learn now to win in the end. Armed with this amazing knowledge, you can track and detect upcoming plots and cut them off, shutting the door in advance on their strategy. When ordering this book, Perry will also include a 2-audio CD teaching, Christian Cannibals in the Church, Biting and Devouring One Another in God's Name. This is an explosive expose, exposing a dangerous social media feeding frenzy. Every believer must hear this timely, detailed teaching. This audio teaching is available for immediate download when you order from our website. Order offer DA149, which includes Perry's new book, Return of the Dark Angel, and new 2-audio CD teaching, Christian Cannibals in the Church, by calling toll-free 1-888-21-BREAD. That's 1-888-212-7323, or order online at perrystone.org. You can also write to us at Perry Stone, P.O. Box 3595, Cleveland, Tennessee, 37320, and enclose your gift of $30 or more to request package offer DA149. We look forward to hearing from you soon.
Thank you for watching. A few words I want to share with you. Why is it that Luke 4, when Satan was tempting Jesus, it says Satan departed from him for a season? The test was, are you the Son of God? If you're the Son of God, if you're the Son of God, if. Now, 42 months later, there's your time frame. The enemy uses people at the foot of the cross to question if he is the Son of God. If you're the Son of God, save yourself. If you're the Son of God, come off the cross. That type of thing. So we see the repeat in a 42-month period. Why is it that when you get victory over an area of your life, let's say you have a really bad habit, and you'll go a long time, and then one day you will get up, and there's this horrible pressure, like you've never been delivered for this desire to go back to that, and some people fall into addictions again after really being free from them. It's the return of the adversary. Now, I always believed, and I never knew how to do it until about 6 months ago. I really didn't. But I always believed that the enemy comes in seasons. But I said, man, if you could know the time frame, I've had months for all my entire life when attacks would come on that month. And what I did when I received this revelation from a man of God who told me what I was dealing with, I sat down and spent days tracking my life. And I start seeing a pattern. And here's what I want to do. I want to teach you in this how to look at patterns in your family history and in your life right now to determine the door that the enemy's trying to get through and why he seems to come at a certain time frame. I mean, you can actually time this out to years, like every year, every 3 years, every 8 years. For my cycle, historically, in my life, from the time I was born, was every 12 years. I didn't know it till it was revealed, and then I researched it. So I want to teach you how to do that. Now, you've been seeing on the screen places that we're going to be coming to minister. We hope you can join us. But I also want you to understand that we have developed a fantastic partner ministry with ministry partners. And Pam and I are going to be very involved in this. We're going to be doing some special two-hour videos for our partners, answering questions from time to time. We have a partner's website that only partners can see. We do special things. We did something really big. I'm not going to tell you what it was at the prophetic summit for partners only. And they were like, oh my, the people that participated were like, oh my goodness, I can't believe this. This is fantastic. So go to perrystone.org for partner information. We'd love for you to join us in these last days to get the end time harvest in. God bless you.